God's Not Dead at the Box Office. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Right now our guest is Stanley Goldenberg. He chronicles what's going on when it comes to faith-based films in theaters. In fact, he writes about it in the South Florida area for a publication called Good News. And his website or his information can be found at social media at facebook.com/lightindarkplace. As in movie theaters. And in fact, we're going to talk right now about the issue of faith-based films in the theaters coming up in the next few months. Stan, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
And great to be here with you, Jerry.
Okay, great. All right, first of all, there's a movie related to Rwanda survivors, and it's called Beautifully Broken. And I was watching the trailer. And by the way, I diligently watched the trailer of all these films that you sent me information on. There's about 10 of them or 12 of them. And, you know, some of them were really, really good. And this Beautifully Broken, the star in this I recognized from God's Not Dead. And I enjoyed that movie. And I enjoyed all three of those movies, the first one, the second one, and the third one. But tell us about this movie, Beautifully Broken, about Rwanda survivors.
Well, listen, you mentioned Good News Magazine, and there's actually a wonderful review about it in Good News Magazine. And one of my favorite movie review sites, PluggedIn.com from Focus on the Family, they also have an excellent review on Beautifully Broken. And Beautifully Broken tells the incredible true story. Let me tell you the truth. A lot of these faith-based movies, if they weren't true stories, they would be ridiculous. They're so incredible. And but this is one of those true stories about three families whose lives are interwoven, intertwined through the Rwandan genocide, which happened a few years back. And just an incredible, incredible story. So you have two of those families are in Rwanda dealing with the genocide, and one rather wealthy family in Texas. And I've actually heard interviews with the actual guy from Texas who this story is based on. And basically, his family ends up, you know, helping the families over there, and those families end up helping him. And let me tell you the truth, Jerry, I talk about some of these stories because scenes start flashing in front of my mind, and I start to get emotional because these are very powerful, potent stories, life-changing stories. And this one particular I'll just mention, just the story of forgiveness. I mean, there's so many different themes, but people going through horrendous kind of tragedy in their lives and yet able to forgive and love in spite of it and touch the lives of others.
Yeah, and when you talk about forgiveness, you're talking about this forgiving in reference to just out-and-out genocide that happened in that African country of Rwanda several years ago in the 1990s. All right, here's another movie, God Bless the Broken Road. And this involves elements of faith, country music, and stock car racing.
Right. And let me say, by the way, I want to go back to Beautifully Broken because sure. The issue is Beautifully Broken is in theaters right now. And one thing I'll say, and we really need to emphasize, is with these faith-based films, these are what are called regular releases. They're going to release around Friday, some holiday weeks they release earlier, but on a Friday, they will play through the next Wednesday or Thursday. There's never a guarantee there's going to be a second week. If it doesn't do well enough on opening weekend, that first Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it'll be gone the second week. So people need to get out to see these movies as soon as possible and not wait. So with Beautifully Broken, if you want to see it, I would look it up online. And by the way, that website, beautifullybrokenmovie.com, and people, if they go to that Facebook page, it's got lists, they can get all those links, and those links are also available on the Good News page. But, you know, they need to go see those movies, like, right away, find out which theaters and just go. So God Bless the Broken Road, let me be honest, that one is almost the only one on the list I haven't screened yet. And I don't know if it's coming to our area. The full list of theaters is not out yet, but it looks like a wonderful movie. And we can go on to the next one. Go ahead.
Sure. Unbroken, Path to Redemption. This is the other side of the story. By the way, I read that book a couple years ago, Unbroken, the story of this man who was a runner, and he was destined to win the honor of being the first human being to break the 4-minute mile. And because World War II intervened and he went off as a dutiful American soldier and served his country, and then the Japanese brutally, tortured him and so forth. And anyway, he was never able to achieve that goal. And part of his story was told by Angelina Jolie in a movie, but they left out Jesus. This part is the rest of the story where Jesus, through the avenue of Billy Graham, causes this Louis Zamperini's life to be changed.
Zamperini.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful, the story in the book itself is incredibly beautiful. I was reading a book and didn't know I was reading a Christian book until I was near the end. It was like, this is fantastic. But the movie looks good, too, on brokenfilm.com.
Right. Let me mention, the first movie really didn't leave out Jesus. Oh. It's just Jesus had not explicitly entered his life during the time period that the first movie covered. The first movie went till he was rescued from the prisoner of war camp, and then briefly mentioned on the screen what happened later. The second movie simply takes off at that point and shows his spiral down because of PTSD and alcoholism and how his life was turned around. Let me tell you, in my opinion, it was one of the best Christian movies I've ever seen. Tremendous, powerful story of redemption and forgiveness. I can feel the emotions hit me so many times, Jerry, with these films. This one is just incredible. I encourage people, go watch the first one, but you don't have to see the first one to enjoy the second one, because they do review those first parts in his life. And that comes out in theaters the 14th of September. That'll be a fairly wide release in a lot of theaters. But again, I encourage people to get out right away. And let me interject here, Jerry. We're talking about these different movies. The big battle with these movies is getting the word out. Number one, these movies don't have the incredible bankroll that a lot of Hollywood productions have for advertising. But in addition, the secular world, the secular media, doesn't give them the free advertising that they do for so many of the regular Hollywood releases. So they'll literally ignore these movies. Many reviewers won't even review it. They'll just treat them like they don't exist. And so we're the ones, believers, who know these movies can touch and change lives. Many people walk into these movies, unchurched people, walk into these movies and have their lives touched and changed. So we need to get the word out in our churches, in our groups, through social media, and urge people to get out and see and support these movies.
Good. How about a comment on Indivisible?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know who saw the Grace Card many years ago. It was the same person who made the Grace Card. This is another true story, incredible true story, about this chaplain and his wife. And he goes over to, I believe it's Iraq, and comes back. And God uses him, touch and change lives there, but he comes back with horrible PTSD. And the marriage is almost falling apart because of it. And it really talks about their battle through that. Just such a phenomenal film and gripping film, and that comes out the end of October.
All right, and Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. I tell you, when I heard that they were going to make a movie about Gosnell, I thought, I'm not sure that I want to see that, because a notorious abortion doctor in Philadelphia who was sent to prison, what they actually did to those poor little babies in that abortion clinic was so horrible. I just don't want to see that. But when I watched that trailer, I thought, oh my goodness, I've got to watch this movie. This movie looks fantastic.
Let me tell you, this movie is like an incredible murder, mystery, suspense movie, because that is how the real story happened. And the detective who uncovered this stuff is played by Dean Cain, who was also in the first God's Not Dead, and some people know from Lois and Clark that he played Superman, and he does all sorts of other things. But phenomenal. I mean, I was gripped by this story because people don't understand. He didn't go in there. This wasn't about abortion. This was about the rules the doctor was breaking, even with legal abortions. But they didn't originally go to his clinic because of that. They went in because of some drug issues, and they uncovered this stuff. And it is an incredible pro-life movie that everybody should go see. Not little kids, I'll tell you. It's intense, but not little kids.
Yeah.
And I'm going to jump on to the next one, Jerry, because these are regular releases. There's also Fathom events. Fathom events are in theaters only one, two, or three nights. And just at 7 o'clock, usually those nights, and that's the only time you can see them. That next movie on that list is Moses on Stage, which comes out the 13th and the 15th of September. And I'm telling you, anybody that likes musicals, these people up in Pennsylvania put on this incredible, elaborate, Broadway-quality musical production of The Life of Moses from the Book of Exodus. And I mean, it is just terrific. I just love it, the songs, everything, the dancing, but the story. It's very, very Bible-based and very, very inspiring. I encourage everybody to go see it.
I saw a trailer on your list, and it's one of the Fathom events, but it's already passed, I guess. It's come and gone, called An Interview with God. But the movie looked really intriguing. It looked like, oh, my goodness, I think I'd like to see this movie, but I guess I can't now, or I can see it on DVD someday maybe.
Got to follow my list and get out there right away when they open.
But it's come and gone, right?
That is come and gone.
Did you like it?
However, what happens sometimes with these movies is they will do an encore showing, and I'm actually looking at the website right now to see if they have announced that, because it did rather good. Oh, I loved it. And it's not just me, because these movies aren't just for me. They're not about me. They're about lots of other different people that these movies touch. And I talked to person after person who saw it in the theaters, and people just loved it. It was so intriguing.
Well, the main actor who plays God, quote-unquote, in that movie, he looked so familiar, and he sounded so familiar, and then I just did a quick IMDb search on his name, and it's like, oh my goodness,
absolutely.
I've seen this guy in all kinds of different movies, including one about Edward Murrow that George Clooney made several years ago, and I had happened to see that in a...
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's in tons of movies.
In an art theater.
Now, this is a fictional movie, whereas many of these other ones are based on real life. But this is a journalist who's basically approached by this mysterious guy who says he's God to interview him. And so, you know, the theme is, what would you ask God? If you were sitting face to face with God, what would you ask him? And they so well construct the movie and deal with a lot of the doubts and questions people have, and do it in a very, very creative way. And then a lot of these Fathom events are followed by a discussion afterwards.
Well, we'll have to look for the DVD in that case.
You'll look for the DVD, or it might even come out again, and people will know about that from my Facebook page, which, as we said, is facebook.com/lightindarkplace. Go ahead.
Okay, sure. The Trump Prophecy coming out in October.
I'm waiting to get to screen it. I encourage everybody to watch the trailer, which shows that it is very much a faith-based film. And this is about praying for the government. This is about a fireman who had a dream about Trump years before, and him sharing about it. Like I said, I haven't screened it yet, so I can't say more than that, but it looks like a very, very intriguing film.
All right, there's a comedian named Michael Jr. Moore. Than funny. Wait, Michael Jr.? I'm not familiar with this guy.
Michael, you know what? I've got to check that. but Michael Jr., and I believe it's Michael Moore Jr., and I have to fix that. But the movie is called More Than Funny, and it's a night of laughter with this Christian comedian. That's on the 18th of October. And by the way, let me mention something, Jerry, that if anybody would like to get on my movie email list, I send out emails talking about the movies, but also letting pastors and ministry leaders know about advanced screening. Sometimes we have a screening 1, 2, 3 months ahead of a movie, and it's a very simple address. People can go to bit.ly. So it's bit.ly/faithfilms. And if they go there, there'll be a form they can fill that out, and they'll automatically add it to my email list.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much. Any last thought in 15 seconds or less about all these different Christian movies hitting the screen?
These are light in a dark place. And people complain about the garbage coming out of Hollywood, but you know what? It says it's better to light a small candle than curse the darkness. And I urge people to be a part of lighting those candles by praying for these movies, spreading the word about them, inviting others, and just supporting these movies in general, and many, many lives are going to be touched.
Stanley Goldenberg, thanks so much for being with us. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.